Yesterday we were speaking about Inyan Yom Kippur. I just wanted to mention a few more Inyanim. In Hungary, over 100 years ago, apparently there was a custom, some still have the minig, that the first people only wear a kittel after they get married. When they're single, they don't wear a kittel. So they had a minig that the first year after they get married, they don't wear a kittel. So somebody asked the Maharam Shik, what's that minig all about? So he writes in his tshuvas, he thinks that they used to get married so young that they looked like little children. So they're going to wear a kittel. It's like little babies playing house. As if they were married, but it looked ridiculous. So he says, that's probably the reason why. If that's the reason why, then it doesn't apply to us, because we don't get married so young. So they look mature. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Yuma, you have Mishnayos like that, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had a special Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. It was a chelek of the Seder HaVoida required, not only that he should do the actual HaVoida Sakbarbonis, but he should read Kriyas HaTorah from Akosha Sefer Torah, from Parshas HaChemos. And the Mishnah says in Elon Emorim, that's the name of the Perek in Saito. The second half of Saito is like a Hemshech of Masechet Brochas, talks about the Nyoni Arachayim and so on. So in Perek Elon Emorim, it lists off which parts of the davening and which recitations have to be in Loshna Kodesh, which can be in Shailu Shainas. So the Mishnah says that let's say a person gets an aliyah, he doesn't know how to say the Bichas HaTorah in Hebrew. So the halach is that he can recite Bichas HaTorah in translation, as long as he has a good translation. But when the Kohen Gadol does the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, the same thing when the Melech, Lein's Hakel, next Sukkos, the Sukkos following Shnas HaShmitah, is Hakel. So these two are Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. So the Mishnah says in Elon Emorim in Saito that the Bichas HaTorah have to be recited Dafka in the original Hebrew. So you see, it's a special din, a different kind of a Kriyas HaTorah. Tosis in the first Perek in Bava Basra quotes Rashi, who raises a possibility that maybe for Hakel and maybe for the Kriyas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, maybe you have to learn Dafka from the Sefer Azorah. Hakel, the Melech lanes, and the Sefer Torah Shem Melech, the din is that everyone has to write, every man has to write one Sefer Torah, Kis V'lechemes Hashir HaZois, and the Melech has to write the Kosolos Mishnah HaTorah HaZois. The Gemara says Mishnah means a Sefer Sheni, a second Sefer Torah. So the Rambam quotes at the Sefer that the second Sefer Torah that the Melech has to write or commission someone to write for him has to be Magim Mosal Pi Sefer HaZorah. Whenever you write a Sefer Torah, you're supposed to look in another Sefer Torah and say Bereishis Bor Lakim, and you write Bereishis Bor Lakim, be copy from one Sefer Torah to the other. So the Sefer Shel Kohen Gadol, the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, has to be Muga, have to copy it from Sefer HaZorah. So maybe a Sefer HaZorah has apparently a special status al pi halacha. Rav Soloveitchik thought that al pi din, the Sefer HaZorah has a special status because the Sefrei says on the pasuk Ma'ono Elokei Kedem at the end of V'zois HaBrocha. The Sefrei writes that there was a sofik in the days of the Tanoim what the correct reading should be in the pasuk. Should it say Ma'ono Elokei Kedem or Ma'ono, with a hay at the end or without a hay at the end? So there were three Svarim in the Azara at that time. So two of them had three Sefer Azara. And two of them had Ma'on, and one of them had Ma'on. So Bitlu Azar Echad Dipnei Ashnaim. They went Basaroiv, and now from now on we write Ma'on Alekeket. That's the correct version. So Rav Soloveitchik guessed, if you go Basaroiv, why do they only look at the three Sefer Torah in the Azara? You should have collected all the Sefer Torah in the world and gone Basaroiv. So he thought that there's a Yalkut Shemayni. He didn't mention it. The Alkan Shemayni, he quotes him earlier in Midrashim on the pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu vayikhalas Moshe lichta v'skalti v'atara zos atumam, and he gave the Sefer Torah to the Levim, and he said the Santa Motzah b'sad aram b'ris Hashem b'ayasham b'chol yed, they should keep it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know that in the future there are going to be people who are going to forge a different text to the Sefer Torah. They're going to be Mazayif, a different text to the Sefer Torah. So I want this Sefer that the Levim are putting next to the Aron HaBris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, want this to be the official text of the Sefer Torah. And if there'll be any suffix in the future, what the correct reading is, you should check against this Sefer Torah to see. So I was alleged to thought that Al-Pidin, the Sefer Hazara apparently has that special status. It's supposed to preserve the Masorah of what the correct reading of the Chumash is. So on that occasion, there were three Sefer Hazara. So the Tanaim only looked at the three Sefer Hazara, and there was a stira to the ones, a bit los echad of Ne'ashnan. They didn't look at all the Sefer Torah in the world, because those don't have this special status as preserving the Masorah.
Really? If you said they had to use the Sefer Hazara for Hakel, or one of them, whatever, then let's say one of them is messed up. The Mishnah says in Morikatan that you can't fix them on Cholamoid. Then what would you do?
So they should check before Cholamoid.
Okay. Well, let's say hypothetically, you come like, oh no.
I don't know. They have to have 6 years, to have 7 years. to prepare. Could be that one got worn out and then they copied another one from it. So those have the status of Sefer Hazara. And the Rambam quotes this Tosefta and Sanhedrin, Sefer Torah Shel Melech have to copy from the Sefer Hazara. So maybe the Sefer Torah Shel Melech has that special status. Originally, Pashtus is the original script was Hebrews. It was a different alphabet. Mm-hmm. Then the days of Ezra, the Gemara has a machlokes. Was the Ksav Ashuris, the original Ksav of the Luchas and everything, or did it change?
We
assume that it changed, yeah.
When did it change? That's the time after Ezra, right?
It was changed by Ezra, yeah. Right.
So they
rewrote, right? So according to that, the original Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu was in a different alphabet. It wasn't at all our alphabet. So the Sefer Torah that says Sefer Hazara and the Bai Sheni was a different Sefer Hazara, but they copied it from the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I guess they were going as that one.
Would the original one be kosher, since it was written before?
Probably not. Ezra got a nevuah that it's time to change. What right did he have to change? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was told. Because of us, Mishnah HaTarazos. Mishnah means the Ksav Shosed L'Hishtanos. That's how the Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin.
Well, the Ritva in Sanhedrin there says that the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah was in Ashuri.
Right, there's a stira. The Gemara says, Memes HaMoshah Beluchas B'nes HaYuomdim. That's on the assumption that you're using the alphabet of the Ksav Ashuris. But if you have the whole Ksav, the old Ksav Ivris, Ksav Levi Noam, then it's not Mem Samach, then it's going to be other letters. So the Yerushalmi says that these two members disagree with each other. And apparently some of the Rishonim didn't have that Yerushalmi. So they say no, that the Luchas was over. The Luchas were, from day number one, the Luchas were in Ksav Ashuris. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik liked to say that over. That the Luchas were always in Ksav Ashuris. So what about Sefer Torah Shel Moshe? The whole thing is unclear. Yeah. Anyway, so Tosis raises such a possibility. They quote a Rashi like that. That maybe since the Melech lanes Hakel, maybe has to lain from the Sefer Torah Shel Melech or Sefer Hazar. Sefer Torah Shel Melech is like a Sefer Hazar. That halacha that the Melech lanes Hakel is that a real din deraisim. The Pashtus is that Rav Soloveitchik thought. Pashtus says that that's not a din deraisa. You have to lain sukkahs, chalamot sukkahs, following shnas hashmita. Pashtus says that is a din deraisa. So shmita b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon, I'll be pashtus. So the whole, you can't have any hakol deraisa b'zman hazeh. But let's say shmita will become deraisa and we won't yet have a melech. We will not yet appoint a melech. So it's the melech ma'akev and the kriyas ha'akev. So it's the minchas chinuch raises the issue a little bit on the mitzvah of Hakel. So they should thought for sure that the Melech is not Miakim. That was just a minute that they used to have the Melech lane, but it doesn't, it's not Likuba. But Tosis raises such a possibility. Maybe you need Dafke Sefer Azara, because it's the Sefer Torah Shel Melech. And maybe the same is for the Kriyas Kangodol on Yom Kippur. Maybe you need Dafke the Sefer Azara. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol had to do Hagrola to determine which is the Tzor LaHashem and the Tzor LaHazazel. And then he gives the Tzor LaHazazel, he says, Vidui. Then he gives the Tzor LaHazazel to the Ishiti, the Ishiti has to come into the Azara to take it. The Gemara says, it learns that from Ishiti, Afilu Betuma, that even if he's Tameh, and a Tameh is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, but he has to come into the Beis HaMikdash to take, you have to have someone who is designated in advance. So if he becomes Nitma, he can't just take someone else. The other guy's not called the Ishiti. So he was designated, and he was Nitma. So you need Dafke him, so he has to come into the Azara to take the Sar Lazazel to push it over the cliff. So you need a posik to say like that. So the Mishnah says it's 11 mil from the Azara till the Tchiyos HaLatzuk, 11 mil. A mil takes 22 and a half minutes to walk, approximately. Like this, he's running. Unless he's running, he's going to have to hold on to the goat, to the soy. Okay. So, but that's going to take quite a while. That's going to take a couple of hours. No. If 22 and a half minutes is 1 mil, and he has to go 11 mil, it's going to take over 3 hours till the Chiyos HaLatzuk. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Azor, the next thing on the program, on the agenda, after giving to the Ishi to take the Azor to the Midbar, is the Kohen Gadol leaves the Azora and lanes Kriyas HaTorah, this Kriyas HaTorah there, I said, he lanes it in the Ezros Noshim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says he has to stand in the Azara for over an hour till he knows Higia Hasar Letchilos HaMidbar. Higia Hasar to the Tzuk. That's going to be over 3 hours. That's 11 mil. But Higia Hasar Letchilos HaMidbar, so I think the Mishnah says that took 3 mil.
Isn't that multiple machlokas, like a 3 or 2 or 3 machlokas? Some people say Letchilos
HaMidbar. How long he has to wait?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Got to look in the Mishnah. I don't remember. So the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol can't leave the Azara, and if he's in the Azara, he has to stand in Yeshiva Ba'Azara. Ela Lemalchut is David Belvad. Even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azara. In Yeshiva Ba'Azara, Ela Lemalchut is David Belvad. He's not a Melech from the Malchut is David. He's a Kohen. Malchut is David from Shevet Yehuda. So obviously the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit. So the Mishnah says he has to stand there. What does he have to stand? Mean the Shiluach, Shiluach es Asoyer Hamidbara. Till it reaches Tchilas HaMidbar, the Kohen Gadol didn't finish the Avodah of Shiluach HaSoyer. So the Shiluach HaSoyer has to be, but the Kohen Gadol with the big dekuna in the Azara, Bamida, that's an Avodah, and he doesn't finish it until the Soyer reaches the Midbar. So that takes an hour. He sends the Ishiti to do for him. So until the Ishiti reaches Tchilas HaMidbar, the Kohen Gadol didn't finish his Avodah. Let's say a Kohen is a Kohen all year long. The Kohen is Zorik Dam on the Mizbech. He stands over here. He's Zorik Dam on the Mizbech like this. And the Gemara has this in the first parak in Zvachim. That's that the Kohen who's doing the Avodah is not a Balmum, but after it's flying in the air, before it lands on the Mizbech, his finger falls off. He becomes a Balmum before it lands. At the time that he threw the Dam, maybe Zorik the Dam, he wasn't a Balmum. He became a Balmum before it lands. So the Gemara says it's a Zrikas Pasul, because he's a Balmum at the time that it's Chal. So you see that the Kohen has to wear big dikun, has to be Bamir, has to be a Niyazara, has to be a kosher Kohen, until the Avodah is Chal. It's not that he did the Zrika and it's going to land on its own. He has to be kosher till the time that it lands on the Mizbech. So the same over here, apparently. The Kohen Gadol, that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained, Kohen Gadol has to be standing in the Azara with the big dikun until Vishilach Ve'adi Shiti Hamidbara, till Tchilos Hamidbar. So he has to stand there for an hour and twiddle his thumbs, or talk and learning, or something. So then, the Hefsik and talking, the stomach is going to talk. The stomach, why? I don't know. I mean, he said a bracha. I don't know. Like when you say a bracha at the beginning of B'dikas Chomis, you're not allowed to talk till you finish the whole B'dikas Chomis. So here he can't talk. Did he say a bracha? The Tosefta has. Each time they did an Avodah, they Shchitas HaKorban, Zrikas HaDam, Halochas HaDam, Zrikas HaDam, Hefshet, Nituach, Haktora, every step of the way they said a Brochem. That's the Ramban's Kasha against the Ramam. The Ramam counts one mitzvah lahakriv chatas kimitzvasa, one mitzvah lahakriv oyla kimitzvasa, one mitzvah lahakriv osham kimitzvasa, lahakriv mincha kimitzvasa, each one is one mitzvah. So Ramban asks if it's one mitzvah, so how come it says in the Tosefta you say bracha when you do the Shechita, when you do the Kabbalah, when you do the Zrika, when you, every step of the way you say another bracha? How come you say so many brachas if it's all one mitzvah? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page, the Leib Samech, I think, on the bottom of the page on the Sefer HaMitzvah, they say, yeah, it's one mitzvah, but there are 20 different Maisei HaMitzvah. They say a bracha on each time you do a Maisei HaMitzvah. Even though the 20 Maisei HaMitzvah add up to one Kima HaMitzvah, but each one that does a Maisei HaMitzvah says a bracha. I don't know, so the Kohen Gadol, when he gives the soil azazel to the Ishiti, does he say a bracha? If he says a bracha, he has to wait and not talk for an hour till he gives sir. The shechtim who shecht chickens and turkeys, whatever. So they shecht for an hour and then they alternate. Then someone else takes over. They shecht a few hundred in an hour. So they say a bracha ala shechita and then they shecht. They're not mapsik. The Tosis in Chulin has the machlokes. If a person says shahakal and he's eating chicken, and he didn't talk in between shock on the first bit of chicken. So after he swallows all the blood, he's allowed to talk. He says, Hamoitz, and he has a little bit of challah, a little bit of bread. Now he's allowed to talk. He doesn't have to be silent until he finishes everything that he plans to eat. So it's the same true regarding mitzvahs, that a guy's going to repeat. Here he's repeating achila many times. So the bracha only has to be challah on the first bit of food, and then he's allowed to talk. So what about mitzvahs? It's also like that. He's going to do many shechitas. He's going to shech 300 chickens, one after the other, after the other, after the other. So all your makmid is that you shouldn't talk in between the bracha. Chilas ha-shechita. Or do you say, no, every single shechita needs a bracha. And if you're going to be mafsik before the 80th chicken, you got to say another bracha then. So that's 2 days in Tosis. So they're machmir l'chatchila, but then they go out of their minds. How can they stand for an hour straight and not talk? So they start talking and learning. They start chazering hilcha shechita, whatever. At least that is it. Not going to talk about politics. At least they talk hilcha shechita to chaz and the dinim to make sure that they're shechting properly. So I don't know. It's a good question. During the hour, does he say a bracha? He says a bracha. He can't talk for an hour. But that's what the Mishnah says. He has to stand in the Azara for an hour, and then he gives soy la midbar. They notify him. That's a discussion. That's two opinions in the Mishnah. How do they notify him? There's someone watching, and they start waving flags, and they notify back, or no, you just wait on your watch. You wait for an hour and a quarter. You know that it's already 3 mil, and the guy certainly, the Ishiti certainly reached the midbar. But he doesn't leave the Azara till after the Ishiti reaches the midbar. So because in the Beis HaMikdash there was a hafsak of over an hour in between the Shiloh HaSor LaAzazel and the next step, the Kriyas HaTorah, so that's why there were communities in Europe where they had a Kepeda, that after you finish Musaf, you have to have hafsaka before you daven Mincha. Because you start Mincha with the Kriyas HaTorah. So, Zechel HaMikdash, you have to have a Zechel HaMikdash. Most shuls, if they have a hafsaka, it's usually going to be between Mincha and Neilah. It's not going to be an hour. But some in Europe, there were such communities that had a Kepeda, Dafke, Zechel HaMikdash, to have a hafsaka for an hour.
Nobody was a kittle, though, coming back to the kittle.
I don't think so. It's only married people, So the shayla is the first year of marriage, whether they wear. So the Maharamshik quotes that they had a minig in Hungary during his lifetime, that the first year of marriage they didn't wear kittel either. And he says, why not? They're married already. Why don't they? So he says, because they married at such a young age, it would look ridiculous.
So the second year they
already matured. They already matured in the first year of marriage. They matured, so they looked a little older. Yeah.
I guess marriage ages people.
Doesn't age. Mature. It's a healthy thing. Age is not a good thing. You should stay young. I may have asked him, Shana, but to be more mature. Yes. Medina Mishnah, Min HaTorah D'Kohanim are only mechuyev teduchim once a day, even though called upon. And Medina Mishnah, mechuyev teduchim midirabbanan twice a day, Shachris HaMusaf. And Mincha, we said, is a machla. Mincha usually they don't duchen because the choshesh v'shikris. Mincha on the time is tzibur, nobody's eating, so there's no chashash shikris. So that's a machla, like a satanaim. So we pass like the Tana that it's a loy plug rabban. Even Mincha on the time is tzibur, you don't duchen. The Gemara says, ho idnov is manazeh, because we daven Mincha so late in the day, so it's like Ne'ila on the time is tzibur, and Ne'ila is only a tefillah hamyuchedes on the time is tzibur. So neither for sure they can do. Neither is a tefillah that's miyuchah for a tiny sibah. So there's no, you can't say it's a loy plug out to what? Neither, everybody's fasting. So by neither you do. So there was, in Europe, there was a chilufim in Hagim. In most of Europe, the Maharil quotes this. It says it quotes a Maharil. who writes this. And in most of Europe, they wouldn't duchen to Ne'ila if the Chazan would get to that part, we'd say, after the Shkia. Because they assume that the duchening is like Avoida, and just like Avoida, Sakarbonis has to be Bayom. Pasuk says in the beginning of Parsha Sav, Bayom Tzavos Alahakar of his Karbanem, Bayom Balo Balaila, all Avoida Sakarbonis has to be Bayom. So duchening has to be Bayom. And that's how they interpreted the Rishami. Rishami says at the end of Maseches Tainis, says the Karim duchen Shachris Musa, but they don't duchen by Ma'ariv. So they say because there's no duchening balayla. Others say no, there's no duchening balayla because no chazaras hashatz. You only duchen when there's chazaras hashatz. No chazaras hashatz, you don't duchen. Yeah, why is that? Why is duchening only with chazaras hashatz? So that we explain that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simukuf Chavches. He has all the dinim of duchening. Siyas kapay. So in a footnote on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of the Sharatzim, he has an asterisk above. And he has a footnote on the bottom of the page that Rabbi Yankev Emden writes in his commentary on the tour in the Meretzia, the duchening chutz lamigdush is only midirabbana, because the Gemara says in Soitah in Perek Elan Amarim that it says in Parshas Sav, "Veis Aaron esyada b'alam b'yivorchem." Aaron lifted up his hand and he duchened v'yered me'asos halchatzis v'oilo. So the Gemara in Soitah understands that to mean that you only duchen at the conclusion of hakrabas karbonas tzibur. So Rabbi Yankev Emden says, "Bizman hazeh there are no karbonas tzibur, and chutz lamigdash there are no karbonas tzibur." So duchening is only derais in the base amigdash at the conclusion of hakrabas karbonas tzibur. The Mishnah in Tamid says that's why he used to duchen every day at the conclusion of the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, I don't remember what it says in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says at the conclusion of Tamid Shel Shachar he used to duchen. Rabbi Yankev Emden says that duchening bizman hazeh is only rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's against all the Gemaras. It's a nice idea, but it's against all the Gemaras. Question is, but he's right, he quoted a Gemara, the duchening is only the conclusion of Hakrovas Kapanas Tiva. That's how Gemara read the Pasuk. So the Mishkanes Yankev writes, and Shlomo Ladilna writes the same thing in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, that when we say, we'd say, we just finished Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our Tefillah. Then we say Hashem Elokeinu Ba'am Chisol B'Tefillosim. He should listen to our Tefillah. That's what we just said. He should listen to our Tefillah. Apparently we're adding on something. So the term Ritzu is a technical term that usually appears in Chumash and Tanakh in connection with Hechsher HaKarbonis. V'nirtza lo l'chapra olav. Is the din? Is it Hurtza? Is it lo Hurtza? Hurtza means that the carbon was accepted. Lo Hurtza means the carbon was not accepted. So when we say Shema Tefillah, Baruch Ata Hashem Shema Tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the Tefillahs. When we say Ritzei Be'am Chisol V'Tefillosam, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the Tefillahs as if he had offered a carbon. The Tefillahs should be considered as if they were a carbon. So when the Yochid completes his Tefillah, so he converts his Tefillahs HaYochid into a carbon Yochid by reciting Ritzei. When the Chazan completes his Tefillos HaTzibur, the Chazan's Chazar HaShashah is not a private person saying Shema Nesai out loud that other people should be able to say Kedusha. It's something different. It's a Tefillos HaTzibur. Just like there's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tefillos HaYochid and a Tefillos HaTzibur. That's what the Shulchan Gibur writes on the side of the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And he said that's why the Gemara says when the Chazan repeats the Chazar HaShashah in the Shul, all the Am Shabbasaras, the farmers who can't even come to shul, they live all over the place. They're all Yotzei. What kind of din is that? But they're not there, they're only here. So he said, it's not based on Shemei Kohen. It's like when the Kohen is Makrib, the Karbonas Tzibur, and the Beis HaMikdash, so the Jews all over the world are Yotzei, the Karbonas Tzibur. So too, when the Chazan recites Chazaras HaShatz, he's offering Tfilas HaTzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur. Probably the Tzibur of that community, of that city, whoever lives in that city. Chazar Sashatz in New York probably not good for the people who live in Chicago. The Chazar Sashatz in Chicago probably not good for the people who live in New York. Each city is its own tzibur, probably. So when the Chazan recites Ritzei, he converts the Tfilos HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur. So at the conclusion of Korban Tzibur, and that works Ben HaTorah, apparently. This Bakosha Ritzei works Ben HaTorah. So at the conclusion of the Chazar Sashatz, when he recites the Baruch Ritzei, That's what enables the Kohanim to duchim mizman hazeh min ater. And that's what Rabbi Shlomo Levilna says. Maybe that's why we say v'serav alach ha'sirasein ka'olach ha'korban, the tefillah should be accepted as if we brought a korban, because that's what enables us to duchen. And perhaps that's why the din is that kol koin shaloi ola b'ritzeh b'avoidu shuvenu oyle l'duchen. If the koin didn't start walking towards the bima, towards the duchen, towards the platform, before the chazan finishes ritzeh, he doesn't have to finish going before the chazan begins ritzeh. Usually the chazanim wait by ritzeh to make sure all the kohanim are ready to go. But the Gemara says if the chazan finished ritzeh and the kohanim didn't begin to go yet, so then not allowed to duchen. Why? That's what Shlomo Levilna explains, that reciting ritzeh is what enables what converts the tefillas atzibur into the korban tzibur, and that's what enables the kohanim to duchen mizman hazeh. So duchening, we assume duchening is deraisa. So that's a shot of duchening in the ilif, it's after the shkir. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Maharil that only in Frankfurt they used to duchen balayla, and the rest of Europe they didn't do it. Shaila is, how do you explain it though? Why did they do that in Frankfurt? So the Maharil defends the minhag in the Sefer Maharil on Yom Kippur. Shagazar apparently didn't have a Maharil, so in his chibur, Gvura Sari, on Tainus, his Mechabani starts, that's the last piece in the Gvura Sari, on Tainus, and the manuscript ends in the middle of the paragraph before he gets to say what he wanted to say, but you see the direction he's going. It's the same as what the Maharil wrote, that there is no such halacha that karbonos are not korah balayla. Avodas Adam can't take place by laila. So the dalet avodas Adam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, those have to be by yom. And when you bring a korban mincha, there are dalet avodas and a mechuban keneged the dalet avodas Adam. So those by a mincha have to be by yom also. But all other akrovas are karbonos. Hektach halav ve'imurim is called a laila, and nisach hayayin can also take place by laila. So duchening, fine, duchening is like an avodah. The pasuk puts the two together. The Gemara said that the hekdesh kibbon baruch Hashem l'shorsa l'varach b'shma, Kodesh Baruch Hu did bechiras hakohanim l'shorsa to be makor karbonos l'varach b'shma and to duchen. So the Gemara points out that the duchening is hukash the hakrovas hakarbonos. That's why a shikar. That's why Shasa Revis is not allowed to duchen, because Shasa Revis, a wine, is not allowed to be makiv karbonis. So that's what the Maril and the Shagazari say. True, duchening is like an avoida, but it's not one of the dalat avoidas adam. It's like an avoida. Other avoidas can be done by life. Rabbi Yankev Em, they wrote a whole tshuva like that, explaining the same thing, explaining why it's okay to duchen by lailo. So this summer I was touring in Morocco, so we were studying a little bit about the Menhagim in Morocco. So some of the Rabbanim there in the 1800s changed the minhag. The minhag always was that they didn't duchen by Ne'ila if it was Balayla. And one of the Rabbanim, some of the Rabbanim, they liked Rabbi Yankev Hemden. It's true, so they changed the minhag. So it's not really minhag Morocco, it's minhag Rabbi Yankev Hemden. They changed a lot of minhag in there. They did a lot of things like the Ashkenazim do. We mentioned because when they're in 1492 and 1497, when the Megurashim came from Spain and Portugal, and they ran away to different places, some of them ran to Morocco. So they introduced all the minhagim from Spain, which were changed by the Rush. In Spain, they had minhag Sfarad, and the Rush had to run away from Germany, so he converted the whole Spain to become minhag Ashkenaz. Then when they came to Morocco, they converted also. So what are the, so I don't understand, what are the Moroccans so touchy, you have to observe their minhagim? They're not their minhagim, they're Ashkenazi minhagim. Everybody changes minhagim. The only ones that don't change are Frankfurt. Everything stays the same, yeah. But the rest of the world is progress.
It seems that we're right here.
Okay.
I think there's a Moroccan chacham by the last name of Ben Zur. I think that was the Yavetz that the Sefer Rabbi Yisrael was quoting, not the same Yavetz.
So. Oh, it's not Rabbi Yankev Emden?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That could be.
I think there's a famous Moroccan chacham that is one of the Gedolim, so that's why see his teshuvah. They turn around and say, okay, fine.
Okay. Miyusha Baikasha, I got to check again. Thank you. Got to check again. That makes better sense. Yeah. There used to be an old minig that all the Gedolim were opposed to, that the Kohen wouldn't duchen on Shabbos. When Yantav falls on a Shabbos, they wouldn't duchen. One of the reasons, they give different reasons why. So one of the reasons they give is because some had a minig that a Kohen should only duchen if he's not a Balkari. And Oinus Tamachachem is Meleil Shabbos, the Gemara says. So the The Kohanim, if they're Tamir Chum, they're going to be a Baal Keri on Shabbos morning. So let them go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. So not everybody could do that. So some places they had such minig. So the Shabbos, if that's the reason for the minig, so when Yom Kippur Choli is b'Shabbos, so there's also b'Tashma Shamita. So that shouldn't apply. It should only apply on the other times in the year when you want to duchen.
In most, they do not duchen on Shabbos Yom Tov, they do duchen on Yom Kippur Shechad
b'Shabbos. Well, that's the reason why. So some Rabbanim, say Rabbi Blazer Silver, used to say where he came from in Europe, they wouldn't duchen on Shabbos, even Yom Kippur Shechad is b'Shabbos. Aloyplug, they're so concerned about that. Aloyplug. They're different minhag. The more correct meaning is that you should duchen even when Yom Kippur, even when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. Even when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, yeah. Rabbi Zalechik said when he first came to America, Rosh Hashanah, his first position was in Boston. And I don't know exactly what happened there, where he was, but he says Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos and he was young and very forceful. And he had a temper. He said to himself, he had a temper. And he gave it to the Kohanim over the head. So he says he won the fight and he lost his job. They fired him before Yom Kippur. He was fired in Aseres Mechuvah. I don't know exactly. So why did he stay in Boston? Well, what job did he have originally that they fired him? So he told us, boys, make sure that when you're a rabbi in a shul, they should duchen on Shabbos. But it's not worth losing your position over this issue. Other issues maybe, yeah. But this issue, not. It's right. It's not right. Here in the Aguda, for many years, they never duchen when Yom Tov Choli is b'Shabbos, and a lot of the people were kafuf to Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. So some of the people in the shul kept on asking the Gabbayim, "Why don't you ask Rabbi Yankov?" Because he knew what Rabbi Yankov was going to say. They knew what the answer was going to be. So the Gabbayim never wanted to. So once Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky visited the neighborhood for a Shabbos because it was a bar mitzvah, his wife's grandchild. So he visited, so they asked him, so he said, of course you have to duchen. So then they changed the minute. They had to start duchening on Shabbos. Yeah, but we don't have that minute. It's not right. The Gemara Chulin has a machlekes hatanayim. When Yom Kippur, Choli is b'Shabbos, and a person does malocha b'shoigeg, is he chayv one chatas or two chatas? The Yisim malocha on Yom Kippur is koris, and Yisim malocha on Shabbos is koris. If Yom Kippur, Choli is b'Shabbos, is he b'shoigeg? He violated two Isser in Kores, so maybe he should be Chayv two Chatoras. Or maybe I should say, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Maybe I should say, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. But an Isser Basachas, everybody agrees. So how is this? What do you mean, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? Which Isser was Chal first? When Shabbos enters, it's Chal, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are Chal together. So the Gemara is assuming that Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima from Sheshes Meibresh, and Shabbos came first. And when the Bezdin, whichever Bezdin it was, when the Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and thereby determined when Yom Kippur is going to be, so Yom Kippur comes sliding in second. Yom Kippur's Chali is B'Shab, the Shabbos came first. Kvi V'Kaima from Sheshes Meibreshes, and Yom Kippur comes second. So Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. I mean, Chas Chinuch is bothered with the Kasha that we mentioned yesterday. The Rambam's opinion is that there's only a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. There's no din of Tosefes on Shabbos. So how does the Gemara say that Shabbos came first and Yom Kippur comes second? Yom Kippur comes first, because you have to be Ma'aseh Mechol Al HaKodesh. Then there's no Tosefes Shabbos, so Shabbos comes second. So the Velt talks about that Kasha. The Velt talks about the Kasha.
And who cares about the Meibreshes? That was already like Shabbos, before like Mountain Torah.
The Gemara says Kvi v'Kaima. Shabbos is Kvi v'Kaima from Sheshes and Meibreish. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh all the Shabbos of Lasid Lola. So we always say Shabbos always came first. Then when Bezdin determines when Rosh Chodesh is, so the Yomim Tovim, it's Yontav Shechali is v'Shabbos. You don't say it's Shabbos Shechali is v'Yontav. So Yontav Shechali is v'Shabbos because Shabbos was there before. Shabbos is always considered as if it came first.
Did like Adam keep Shabbos?
I don't know if Adam kept Shabbos.
That's not one of
after the Mabul, they were told that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Yom Avalayla lo yishbosu. So apparently the Rav Hutner has a mimer on this. Apparently the Tzelem Alekim was so ruined that it didn't make sense that one should observe Shabbos. One, if a person observes Shabbos, this is in a certain sense for halachta bedrochav, that we were all created with Tzelem Alekim. Kodesh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos and when we observe Shabbos, this is like a fulfillment of Halachta B'drachot, just like Mahu Afato. So before the Mabul, it sounds like perhaps they were permitted. The Umasan weren't mechuyim to observe Shabbos, they were permitted to. After the Mabul, they had been sinned so much. Even those who survived, Noach didn't sin, he survived, but the Tzelem Elokim are so mushchos that it didn't make sense anymore that they should observe Shabbos. So from that time on, they were prohibited. Yom HaValayla lo yishbos. Remember once I was talking, learning with, I was single at that time, talking to another single fellow, around 23 years old or so, and I was telling him over this machlokes hatam. Said, it can't be, because he never learned chulam. It can't be, there's no such machlokes. He thought that any sechalis is only if you have a cheftze, and it's already osa before, I cook nevela with milk, so it already is nevela, so how can the basa b'chola be chal on top of nevela on a cheftze? How can you say on his man that ain't chal? I said, it's a Gemara. What do you want? So I showed him the Gemara. So he said, there must be a mistake. So he looked in the back of the Gemara, the Yifei Naim, gives you all the cross references. So it says in the Yifei Naim that this machlok appears in the Sifra. So he looked it up in the Sifra, and he was surprised to say that he thought for sure it's a misprint. The Gemara must be a misprint because he never heard of it, because he was an Amorite, he never heard of it. So he looked in the Sifra, lo and behold, the same exactly, word for word, as it appears in the Gemara. So he had to open up his eyes and start learning some more. That's all. Yeah, so the Feresh Gemara. After Yom Kippur is over, after Neil is over, so we say, Hashem Hu Elokim, seven times, Tesis Yeslikasha, Oim Hashma Shma, Shaskin also, you're not allowed to say, we only believe in one God, we don't believe in seven gods. How do you say, Hashem Elokim, seven times? So Tesis explains, no, the Shechina is being nistalek, goes to the seven heavens, the Gemara in Chagiga shows the seven heavens. So the Shechina goes to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, so until it goes to the seventh heaven. So we say Hashem HaLakim as the Shechina is leaving us. So we're not talking about the same Hashem HaLakim. We're wishing, we're bidding farewell to the Shechina. So it's not a violation. Then we say Shema Yisrael Hashem HaLakim Hashem Echad. And it's usually after Tzeisat Kochavim. The different shitas, how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa. So the Ramban's opinion is only Pasuk Rishon is their eyes. Rashi's opinion, Parsha Rishon is their eyes. The first Tesis and Brochas holds, Shtei Parshas is their eyes. And the Rambam's opinion is that even Vayomer, which we say for the purpose of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's not a separate mitzvah, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Lamachu Shemayim. We spoke about it. So really, it's not right to recite Kriya Shema, Shalai al Seder HaBrochas, Men HaTor, you say Kriya Shema. The Rabbanan, they made a takana, you should fulfill Kriya Shema. I'll say to our brachas. So what are we saying? Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. Before we daven in Ma'ariv, it's already the Zman now. So you should really have in mind Kavana Shelo Lotzeis. Because if you're not thinking one way or the other, you'll already, according to the Ramban, you'll be Yotze the Kriya Shema by saying Pasuk Rishon. Yotze Kriya Shema Deraisa by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. And you didn't say it, I'll say to our brachas. That's not right. So that's, usually people are not thinking. So they should really have in mind Kavana Shelo Lotzeis when they say that Shema Yisrael.
Not so, it can't be, but anyway, it's not really a fair question. Mitzvah, right? I don't understand the idea behind it. The idea behind, like, that it should be with the brachos, because that's the brachos aren't like the mitzvah. Not at all, because it's more than a brachos, because there are bunch of tshuva explains that basically there are three brachos kriyashma by shachris and ma'ariv, ashkiveinu is added on, that's another tefillah, but each one of the three brachos kriyashma spell out the themes of each one of the three parshios. So the Mesakim, this is the correct way to fulfill Kriyashma. Al Seder HaBrachos, Kriyashma in Birchas Seder. That's how they usually learn Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the person has a Sofik, if he shook a Lulav or not, Sofik on the first day, when Lulav is there, Isa, he has to shake again the Lulav, believe Bracha, because Sofik Brachos Loch. Sofik there, Isa Luchum, he has to shake a Lulav, Sofik Brachos Loch, let him not say the Bracha. But if a person is Mesupik, if he recited Kriyashma, so that's a Sofik Deraisa. The Rambam says Kriyashma is Deraisa. So he says, Chayz Vekari in Birchasel. He should recite the Kriyashma with the Birchas Kriyashma. So the Kesa Mishnah quotes, Achuvas HaRashba, who asked this Kasha, isn't it a contradiction in the Rambam? Whenever this is Sofik Mitzvah, so the Rambam says, Mukhif to do the Mitzvah without a Bracha, the Rabbit is Masik. The Rabbit says, so you do say a Bracha. Sofik Deraisa Luchumi, you say a Bracha also. We don't follow the Rambam, the Ravid, we follow the Rambam. That you only repeat the mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. How come over here? The Rambam says like the Ravid, Chazav Ikari Kriyashma in Berchsa. In Berchsa isn't a contradiction. So the Gas Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Teretz is Kach Tikno HaChachamim. Whenever you recite Kriyashma, it should be Al Seder HaBrachas. What does that mean? So Avshalvetchik always used to explain that it's not the same as a Bichas HaMitzvah with a Lulav. Bichas HaMitzvah with Tfilin. You yotze the Tfilin B'Shleim Musa without the Bracha, and you should recite a Bracha beforehand. But over here by Kriyashma, they were misakin that this is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kriyashma in the Mizgeret of the Brachas. The Brachas spell out the themes that are contained. The three Brachas spell out the themes contained within each one of the three Parshias. So if a person is going to say Shema without the Brachas, the Rabbanan hasn't fully been yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So here when you have a Sofik, Kora Kriyashma, Sofik Lo Kora, Chosu Kora in Birchoseha, because the Brachas are not a separate kiyum, not like Birchos HaMitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah with the Rabbana, and the tefillin or the tzitzis is the mitzvah. No, here, with the Rabbana, the mitzvah is not properly fulfilled without reciting the brachas. So since you say Sofik the Rice, you have to go to Chumra on everything.
What are the
themes? The Mishnah says the first parasha of the theme is Kabbalos on Machash Shemayim. Second parasha is Kabbalos on Mitzvahs and Talmud Torah. That's where Abba Rabba Abba Solem is the Bichas HaTorah. And the third theme is Geula. So Emes Yatzav, Emes Amun is Gual Yisrael. And we enhance instead of only speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we mention Makas Becherbis and Kriyas Yamsa. That's what the Tosefta and Yerushalmi said. You should.
So the whole Gual Yisrael has to be said before it's nine Kriyas Shema, correct?
Should be recited within. It's a taina. It's a taina. The common practice is not so. As long as you finish the Kriyat Shema within this month. But that's a taina some have, that you really ought to complete the whole Gual Yisrael bracha within the Sosma Kriyat Shema in the morning, right? That's a good question. Maybe they only were misakan this month for the Kriyat Shema deraisa. Maybe this I suffer is only with the Rabbanon, so that they never instituted the Zman Kriyat Shema for that. Like Rashi and Tosfos say in the beginning of the brachas, beginning of Masechta, the people dab ma'ariv early in the opening Mishnah says you only yotze Kriyat Shema after Tzeis HaKachavim. So how are we yotze by davening? So Rashi says that's why we say over Kriyat Shema Lamit, we say over Parsha Rishayim. What about Parsha Shniyah? Apparently Rashi thinks that Parsha Shniyah is only Midi Rabbanon. So Midi Rabbanon, so you have to say over again. So apparently the din of Zman Kriyat Shema is only on the Kriyat Shema Deraisa, on the Kriyat Shema Derabbanan. Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanan. That you don't need Tzeis HaKachavim for that. That you can be Yotze earlier. Parsha Rishayim is Deraisa, so you're not Yotze until after Tzeis HaKachavim. Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanan. So there's no din of Zman Kriyat Shema for that.
Tosfos disagrees with that.
Tosfos disagrees. They think that the Shtei Parshas are both Deraisa. Right.
So how did they get around it? I don't really said the...
So Tosfos thinks that we don't pass them like the Mishnah. Tosfos thinks there are other Tanaim in the Gemara, quite a few Tanaim, who hold that the Zman Kriyat Shema is earlier than Tzeis HaKachavim. So Tosfos says, the minhag olam is, we don't accept the Mishnah. We pass them that you yotze Kriyat Shema earlier than Tzeis.
Both Rashi and Tosfos are assuming that you said Bechas Kriyat Shema because it's not.
Right.
Meaning, they're not being yotze Kriyat Shema with the Brachos.
Right. Okay.
According to this
discussion,
but you couldn't
have been married. Okay. Rashi, well, maybe Tosfos can't tell. Tosfos claims that the Teretz says that we are Yotze Kriyat Shema. So maybe they hold, maybe that's what they're disagreeing with Rashi. So some Achraim say it's not a problem. You're allowed to be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema, even though it's not, you're not going to say Kriyat Shema, I'll say that, bro. So now this insists that no. Pri Yitzchak insists that you have to recite Kriyat Shema Al Seder HaBrachas. Yeah. This season of the year, we usually wake up earlier than normal in order to say Slichas. In Yom Kippur, we wake up early. Early. So after Yom Kippur is over, you can relax. You can already daven at 8:30 minyan. So it says in Be'er Heiter, he quotes Achrayim, that the day after Yom Kippur, even though you're no longer saying Slichas, the minhag is that you daven b'hashkam. You should daven a little earlier than usual. So here in the yeshiva, the Gabbayim introduced, like they have in Broya, is that they daven 5 minutes earlier than usual. Usually you daven at 7:45 minyan, so they're probably going to announce 7:40. Okay. Hashkama. It does mean Hashkama. Hashkama. That's called the Hashkama minyan. 7:40 instead of 7:45. Yeah. on Simchas Torah, we have the minig. The Gemara says there were two minhagim, whether you complete all the parshios once every 3 years or once every year. So we follow the minig b'nei Bavel that they finished every year. Minig b'nei Eretz Yisrael was that they divided every parsha into three. So it would take 3 weeks to finish any one given parsha. They had to have three haftaras. One haftarah for the first Shabbos, one haftarah for the second Shabbos, one haftarah for the third Shabbos. The conservatives don't know what to do with this Kriyas HaTorah. The Balabatim don't know how they go out of their mind. So they decided to only to lay one third of the parsha every week. So years ago they had, I don't know what they still had, years ago they used to have that 1 year, Tavshin Ayin Dalet, will read the first third of Parshas Bereishis and Shabbos Bereishis. Parshas Noach will read the first third of Parshas Noach. Parshas Lech Lecha will read the first third. Shnas Tavshin Ayin Hey, Parshas Bereishis will read the second third. Parshas Noach will read the second third of Parshas Noach. There's no Hemshech at all. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that over and laugh as he was saying it, how ridiculous it is. That wasn't the minig b'nei Eretz Yisrael. The minig was that it took 3 weeks till they finished Parshas Bereishis, 3 weeks till they finished Parshas Noach, and so on. And all the laning was in order. It wouldn't take...
It wasn't necessarily divided by the parsha, meaning they could go through...
Okay. So that's why a lot of times we have two or three haftaras on any one given parsha, because in Eretz they had to have two or three haftaras for every parsha. So they only had, there's a little sefer, the Chidor quotes the whole thing, Ram Shlomo quotes the whole thing, the Chilufim Menhagim Shebein B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'nei B'nei Bovim. So this is one of the Chilufim Menhagim that B'nei Eretz Yisrael had Simchas Torah once every 3 years, and B'nei Bovim had every year. So we have Simchas Torah every year. We follow the Minig B'nei Bovim. The Rama says that's the Minig HaPoshet, the widespread, HaMinish and HaSpashet. Minig HaPoshet is that we finish every year, and we lay Mizayis HaBrocha and Simchas Torah. Yeah, what is a bracha? What's the difference between a bracha and a tefillah? So the Sforno and the Pasuk, what do you mean a bracha? I give you a bracha? What? I have my power to give a bracha? It says by the Kohanim, and they give a bracha, the Kohanim recite Pasuk, Sukkim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha. So I give you a bracha, I say, the Ribbono Shel Olam should bless you. So that's a tefillah. So why do we call it a bracha? Why don't we just call it a tefillah? So the Sforno explains, a tefillah, you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A bracha, you're talking to that person. The Ribbono Shel Olam should bless you. If I'm saying Shmanes, I say, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give a refuah shleima to so-and-so, to Pliny. I'm talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but I say, the Ribbono Shel Olam should bless you. That's called the bracha. And the Sforno has a long arichas about this, that when you give a bracha, it has to be panim keneged panim, and when Yaakov Avinu couldn't see the children of Yosef, says kachem noy live avarcha, and bring them closer. He wants to touch them and so on. He puts his hands on the head. There has to be a tziruf between the mevarach and the mizbarach. A tefillah, there's no tziruf at all. He davens to Ribbono Shel Olam, but a bracha, you have to have a tziruf between the mevarach and mizbarach. You have to say belosha noychach. So that's what the Sforno asks. Nothing is belosha noychach. Before Moshe Rabbeinu starts the bracha to Bnei Yisrael, so he praises Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Achranim quote that from the Zohar. Whenever you want to give a bracha to Basav Adam, you should always first say a bracha, a shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So on Erev Yom Kippur, everyone has the minhag to give a bracha to the children. So they should say a pasuk or two beforehand to say shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like Moshe Rabbeinu does before. So then he says, how does he begin the bracha? Ichi ruvein v'al yamos v'him esav mispaz b'loshen nistar. He doesn't say tichya. He doesn't turn to Reuben tichya ato v'lotomus. He speaks to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ichi ruvein v'al yamos. Zos lido v'yamash ma Hashem kol yudur. It's a tefillah le'metumecho v'urecho le'ish chasidecho. He's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your umetumim, give it to the ish chasidecho. He's not talking to Levi. Tumecho urecho Ribbono Shel Olam, give your umetumim le'ish chasidecho. Hashem yisiso b'maso, you tested him out. He's talking to Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of this is a tefillah. Yoru mishpatech liyanka. It doesn't say toru mishpatov liyanka. Yoru mishpatech talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam the whole time. Baruch Hashem chelo. Did Hashem mishkan. Everything is beloshen nista. Nothing is beloshen nircha. So where's the bracha? So the Sforno says, the bracha doesn't begin till you get to the pasuk. Barzal in a choshes min alecha ach yamecha davecha. That's Pasuk Chafei. That's the only Pasuk that's Balash and Noicha. That's the bracha. Everything else is a tefillah. And the bracha was not to Bnei Yisrael, the bracha was to Eretz Yisrael. Barzal and Nechosh is min alecha. Eretz Yisrael should be locked, means it should be secure. The enemy shouldn't be able to attack Eretz Yisrael. And like the early days when Yeshua ben Nun was there, so Eretz Yisrael was completely secure, the goyim couldn't attack it. Like the early days, it should last for that forever. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam was angry at Bnei Yisrael, so he didn't want the bracha Moshe Rabbeinu to be mekuyim fully. Was not mekuyim. Now they're attacking Eretz Yisrael. Enemies are attacking. The enemies sent the Jewish people into Golus. So that half of the bracha was not mekuyim. So that's what the Svarna said. Rabbanu Shel Olam was angry at Bnei Yisrael. So that's why he didn't allow Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael. If he would have come to Eretz Yisrael, the bracha was to Eretz Yisrael. He would have given the bracha up close, kochem no elai ba'avarchem, then the bracha would have been mekuyim, bishlei musa. So the Baruch Shalom didn't want the bracha to be full of mekuyim. So that's why he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, give the bracha from a distance. I'm not going to let you come so close. What does the Baruch Shalom have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha, even if he comes up close? So the Zogna bracha, I'm not going to listen. So that's what the opening pasuk says. Zos ha-bracha sheberach Moshe, Ish ha-adakim, a holy man, a man of God, Pashab Shah. So the Medrash says, Ish ha-adakim, the Mefarshim HaChomish, but Ish ha-adakim, the husband of the Shechina, that the Eze, Ishik Sheva, called Shaisa, with Sain Baila. The Gemara says in the Dorm, that the wife, in a happy marriage, the wife is supposed to listen to whatever wishes the husband has. So Moshe Rabbeinu is like the husband of the Shechina, so the Shechina has to listen. So when Moshe Rabbeinu get Tabrocha, the Baruch Hashem is going to have to listen, like the Gemara has an expression, Tzadik Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayin. But the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want the bracha to be fully fulfilled. The bracha was only pasuk chafei. Barzal HaNechosh is Menach Mecha, the last pasuk. That's the only thing that's a bracha. Everything else is a tefillah. A bracha is also a tefillah, but it's Baloshin Noichach, it's not Baloshin Nishta. Rabbi Tzala Vilner once visited Trieste in Italy. He was a kohen. So they said they want to be mechaber, and they duchen every day there. So they said, want to be mechaber him, that he should duchen. Want to be mechaber, all the kohen are going to duchen. He said, no, they have the practice that only one kohen says the psukim, and the others are yotzer with shemei kohenim. So he said, they never heard of it. So they are mechaber him, he should say the psukim, and everybody else will be yotzer with shemei kohenim. So then he writes in his sefer, Reishis Bikurim. That was the first sefer that he wrote. He planned to write other sarm. As it turns out, that was the one and only sefer that he never wrote anymore. That was the Reishis Bikurim. So he was a kohen. He's supposed to give Bikurim to the kohen. So he gave us his Reishis Bikurim. He gave us his sefer. So he writes in his sefer that now he knows Pshat is a Mishnah and Megillah about the duchening, and no one understands Pshat and the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah is obviously alluding to this practice that they, as a reward, I already forgot what it says there, as a reward for doing something, they're mechaber him that he should duchen. What do you mean mechaber him he should duchen? All the kohanim are going to duchen. He says, no, like the meeting in Trieste, which one is going to duchen to be mitzvah the others? That's what he writes. So if the sefer came out, so the Beis HaLevi didn't agree, but he didn't want to write whom he's attacking. So the Beis HaLevi has a sefer on Chumash, on Bereishis and on Shmos. So in between Bereshis and Shmos, there was one blank page. So Kadesha Lo Lahotzi Hani Yor Cholok, he put four paragraphs unrelated to each other, four Chidusha Torah in Halacha. The old Sefer is all Drush, and he has four Chidushim in Halacha. At the end of the Sefer, he has Chidushim in Hilchas Mezuzah. But in between Bereshis and Shmos, he has four. So one of them is on this. He writes, a new Sefer came out. He doesn't want to say that's a Tzava Vilna, because he's going to disagree with it. And he writes, he doesn't think that it's correct. And he thinks that you can't say Shemei Kohen to Duchening, since the din requires Kol Rom. I'm just going to stand there and not say anything. How's that Kol Rom? So he cannot be Moitzi the others with Shemei Kohen because it's a lack of Kol Rom. So the Netziv was the Kol Rosh Yeshiva for a while with the Beis HaLevi in Valozhin. The Talmidim made a whole machlokes, but they got along very well. And then Tziva's granddaughter married the Beis HaLevi son, Chaim Soloveitchik, married the Rabbi Pfav Valozhin and his daughter. So they got along, but they disagreed in halacha every so often. So the Tziva writes in his Tshuva Sefer, Meshav Dover, at the end of Chelak Aleph, he has the Oris on Orach Chaim. Most of them are Tshuvas, everything is Tshuvas, and then he has a few pages just running comments on Orach Chaim. So he says, a new Sefer came out. Doesn't want to say whom he's attacking, because that's he's together with him in the yeshiva. He says, Talmud Chacham wrote that you can't apply Shemer Kohen to Duchanim because you need Kol Rom. The guy's not going to say anything. So of course it's not Kol Rom. So he says it's not correct because Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim is supposed to be, Yonisav Amarta, the Gemara says, supposed to be Bikol Rom, Benisav Amarta, and he thinks that it says in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's questionable, he thinks that it says in the Mishnah that you apply Shemer Kohenah by Mikra Bikurim. Because the Mishnah says that originally, whenever the farmers brought their Bikurim, they would whoever knew how to would recite Arami Yavid Avi on their own. Whoever didn't know how, so someone would recite it for him. And then Nimnum of the Havi, so the farmers stopped coming to bring the Mikra, the Bikurim, because they're going to be embarrassed. The other guy knows how to recite Arami Yavid, I don't know how to do it. Someone's going to have to read it to me. So they made a takana, they don't allow anybody to say his own Arami Yavid Avi. Someone has to recite Arami Yavid Avi for everybody. So the Netziv and his Tshuva quotes from the Yerushalmi, from the Mephoshim, the two pshatim, what does it mean? They had someone else recite Arami Yavid Avi for him. So he says, some Mephoshim learn that the farmers were Yotze Arami Yavid Avi using Shemer Kohen. Others say no. The Anisav Amarta, they said word for word after the person. Someone said, say after me Arami Yavid Avi, and then the farmer said Arami Yavid Avi. So then it's not relying on Shemer Kohen. Another Mepharshim learned, no, means that the person who was reciting Arami Yavid Avi was Moitzi, the farmer, Aide Shemer Kohen. So the Netziv Tanis, you see that you can say Shemer Kohen even when you need Kol Rom. The fellow who's saying Arami Yavid Avi is saying it be Kol Rom, so that carries over to me. It's considered as if I said it, the Kol Rom. So he tines against the Beis Halevi, but he says the din he thinks is correct. He thinks that the author of the Sefer, Beis Halevi, doesn't say who, is correct in his dispute against the Reish's Bikurim. He says that just like the Ran at the end of Rosh Hashanah says that there are, quotes of Yerushalmi, there are three exceptions to the rule where you don't allow Shemei Kainah. One is Tefillah, one is Kriyashma, and one is Achilah, when it comes to eating. You're eating yourself, so you should say the brachas before and after on your own. You should never rely on Shemei Kainah. So he says, so the Netziv Taina is that a bracha is basically a form of tefillah. So since in tefillah we don't permit Shemei Kohenah, so you shouldn't allow it in Duchanim either. So I don't think he's in disagreement with this yisoid that the Sfarno develops, that tefillah and bracha are two different things. Tefillah, you speak to Rabbanu Shel Olam and you refer to the person Beloshen Nister, you should bless him. And a bracha is Beloshen Nechach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you. I think he agrees to that, but he just said it's been a get Shemei Kohenah, it should be the same as Tefillah. A bracha should be the same as Tefillah, because basically it's a Tefillah. It's a special kind of a Tefillah, but it's also a Tefillah.
And both the Tefillah,
Kriya Shema. Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim, everyone should accept on their own. You shouldn't rely on Shemei Kohenah for Kriya Shema. It's Midir Rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bir Agro. That this whole Yerushalmi is Midir Rabbanan, so that's why the Gemara says, let's say two people ate bread together, and you can't bench mezumim with two, machlokes lipaskan, you can. So it's a mitzvah lecholik. Each one should bench on their own, and one shouldn't bench to be mitzvah the other with Shemei Kohenah, because in benching you don't allow Shemei Kohenah. What if one of them is a sefer, one is a boor? He doesn't know how to say Birchas Hamazon. So then it says, sefer mevorcha boor yotze bebochasa. Then you revert back to the din d'oraisa that you do permit Shemei Kohenah. Let's say a person has a condition, he can't talk. He has problems, he can't talk. So he has no choice. So let someone else say Kriya Shema, let someone else say the Shema Nesra, and he'll listen to him. He'll be yotze with Shemei Kohenah. Let's say a deaf person, a blind person. How does he know? Malchus Chana Shev is by heart. So he should stand next to someone else who's davening and should say word for word after him. And what if it's too much? He's going to say word for word. It's going to take too long. He'll miss the whole Chazaras Hashas. So if it's too difficult to say word for word after the one is saying, so you can revert back to the Ikad in their eyes, so that you do permit Shemei Kohenah, even on these three, even on the Kriya Shema and on the Tefillah and on the food. Yeah.
It's the same idea that perhaps it be the relationship to something that is hollow, something like that. You could compare to the table of this. If you
we're mentioning there's no bread, didn't leave any bread. There's nothing to the bracha be chala.
Right, right.
It's the same, right?
What do you mean, b'negiat to what?
The
Gemara has that meaning. That's the meaning for the days of Gemara. You leave a little food, leave a little bread on the table when you're done. So the Zoya says,
making Mishaber for somebody is not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, where we say that doesn't make sense because the person's not there, so what are you making Mishaber?
No, you can make a Mishaber. No, people do it all the time. No, the meaning to say Mishaber for the Rav is only if the Rav is in shul that day. If the Rav is not in shul, so there's no minik to say mishver for the Rav. See, I thought that the shul in Paramus was a branch of Breuer's, so since the rabbi was Rabbi Breuer and Rabbi Schwab, so I thought you guys say mishver for the rabbi. And then the board of Breuer said, we don't need the Paramus to be a branch, because they wanted to borrow some money, I think, from the big shul. So the board of the big shul said, we don't need them anymore as a branch. So I wasn't there that Shabbos. So the first Shabbos after they lost their status of a branch, someone got an aliyah, and he didn't say a mishaber for Rabbi Schwab and Rabbi Breuer. So they called me up on Matzoi Shabbos with abstract shaila. I didn't know what they were talking about. What's the din? If there was a minig, always to say a mishaber for a rabbi, and the guy decided he doesn't want to say a mishaber, he allowed to change it. So I didn't know what in the world he was talking about. So I said, I'll have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. So I hung up at the phone. So someone else called me Turk. They explained what the shaila was. So then I started to look it up. So I saw that the Achranim say the minik to say mishbech for the rabbi. I was wrong. Minik to say mishbech for the rabbi is only if the rabbi happens to be in shul that day. Why? If the rabbi is not in shul, I don't know.
I understood that the person's not there. It's like benching and
benching. That's based on the Zohar that Elisha asked the woman Maya Shlocha Bayis. So she said she has an Osuch Shaman. So he said, borrow Kalim from all the neighbors and poor. So the Zohar asked, why did he have to ask Maya Shlach Mabai? She would have snapped his fingers and she would have a lot of money. So he says, no, if there's something there, the bracha can be chal. There's nothing there, the bracha can be chal, a pasora rekanya, on an empty table. You have to have something there. So that's our meaning, that we leave a little bread on the table and we ask the Kodesh Bari, have a little bit, give us a bracha, and she got more. No, but you can give a bracha to a person. The Mishaberch is probably a tefillah. It's not a bracha. We don't say Belosha Noicha. We say Belosha Nista. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless all of these people. If the people are there and we say a bracha, that's taka bracha. But the people are not there, so we say a tefillah. You're right. You can only give a bracha if the person is there. But you can say a tefillah even if the person is not there. Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that
there's
a piece that you can make a
bracha,
can be
Motzi
somebody?
Hamotzi. So in Mishnayis it says you can only be Motzi the other people with Hamotzi if they're all Mesubim around together. Bismanas and nobody eats but Mesubim. So Tosh says, Yeshiva Didanke, Seba Ditu, only if they're all sitting around the table. If they're standing, if someone's standing, it's not Yotzi. Because Shemer Kana doesn't apply to Hamotzi. The word is, if they're all eating together, they're all beheseba, they're all beyeshiva, so the whole chabur is only mechuyev to offer one hamoitzi. But it's not based on Shemei Kana. Based on Shemei Kana, taka doesn't work. That's what the Tosis points out. When you bench mezuman, bizmara gemara, only the mezamin said the bichas hamazon, the listeners didn't say, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Bichas Avraham, that was an early Sefer from a German Rav, Shach quotes the Bichas Avraham, before the days of the Shach. So the Bichas Avraham says that when you bench Mezuman, the Mezamin is might see the others, also not based on Shemei Kana. Shemei Kana doesn't work on benching. The whole Chabur is Mechuyev to offer one benching. We don't have that practice today. The Mechaber recommends everyone should say along softly with the Mezamin, because we're afraid we don't pay attention. But Medina the Gemara, that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, you should preserve that din today. When you have a group and they bench a Mezuman, so the mezamen should say the whole benching out loud till the olamai chasrein. You should really say everything out loud. The others, okay, our practice is we say along. But the ikar din of zimun is that the mezamen offers one bichas hamazon on behalf of the whole group, not based on shemei kainah. When Moshe Rabbeinu begins praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he gives the bracha to Bnei Yisrael, so he says Hashem is seen I bar. So the midrash says kechosan hayotzei likras hakala. So that's why sometimes you have such a practice. By Svardim they have it, some Ashkenazim do it. That when the Chosin marches down the aisle and the Kal is marching down, so the Chosin walks out a little bit from under the chuppah to greet the Kal. So this is really not what the Gemara is talking about. Chosin ayotze likros hakal means they already have a erisin. It's already his wife. And he wants to do nisun, he wants to do hachnosa levashuso. But by us, they're engaged. They didn't even have the erisin yet. He's not a chosin, she's not a kala. He's a meshudach. They told me that Rabbi Breuer was makpid. He didn't like calling, he got this from Rabbi Yonis and Abish. I was like this. It's not right to call them a chosin kala, because then they're going to think they have leniencies. They don't have any leniencies. They're not married yet. So he used to insist to call them the meshudach and the meshudachas. So by us, it doesn't make sense that the chosin should go under from under the chuppah to greet the kala. It's not his kala yet. It's not a chosin, it's a likres kala. Chosin Yotze Likres HaKala means if you have Erisin, he wants to do Nisuin. So then it's Yotze Likres HaKala. There already was an Erisin. There already was an Erisin before Maimon HaSina. Shem HaSinai Bo, that was the Nisuin. Standing on the Har Sinai, that was the Nisuin. The Gemara has the famous comment, Torah Tziv Alona Moshe, Moi Rosha Kehilas Yaakov, Moi Rosha Miloshim Be'u Rasa, that everyone, all Jewish people, are married to the Torah. Everybody has an erison. So Rabbi Soloveitchik delivered a hesped when his uncle, Rabbi Dalvila, passed away. So he said, everybody has erison, but not everybody has nisuin. Hardly anybody has nisuin with the Torah. Erison, you don't yet say, ishtei kegufam bal ki ishtei. The Gemara says that I'm posuleid is to my wife, and I'm posuleid is to my wife's brother, and to my wife's cousin. Because he also say bal ki ishtei. But that's only the Gemara of the Pharisees in the third parak in Sanhedrin. That's only after Nisuin, when you say Baal Kishta. After Erisin, you don't say Baal Kishta. So he was saying about the great Gedolim, great Talmid HaChamim, don't only have Erisin with the Torah, they have Nisuin, that they can know intuitively what the Halacha has to say. Even if they don't look at the Gemara right now, they'll have an intuition what they think the Din should be. And then they'll check to make sure that their intuition is correct. But they don't start from scratch.
So Rabbi says about the Rashi about the
Kohen
Gadol's, what's
it called? Libi Armali, the big day kahuna, yeah, what
and
they look like. Right. They have such a story in the Sefer Chutam Shulosh, which is the official biography of the three generations, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and his son-in-law, the Chasam Sefer, and his son, the Ksav Sefer. I think the official Sefer was written by one of the children of the Ksav Sefer. So he tells over all the family stories there. So he writes in that book that the Chassam Sofer used to write tshuvas to different people. He used to leave the tshuva on the table, and it was understood his son, the Chassam Sofer, would read over the tshuva and he would mail it. And if the Chassam Sofer didn't agree, so instead of telling his father, I think he should touch it up, he would just leave it there. He would read it, he wouldn't mail it. And then the father would realize he didn't mail it. He would ask him, how come you didn't mail it? So then he would explain, I think you should touch this up. So on one occasion, the Ksav Sofer left the tshuva there for a week. So the father said, why don't you mail it? So he said, because the one who asked the shayla is a big Talmid Chacham, and you didn't really bring any raya's to your psak. He just said, I think the din is like this. Bring a raya, tell him. So the Ksav Sofer told him that he feels that in every generation, in Hashemayim, they give the shlissel, the mafteach, the psak halacha, to one outstanding Talmid Chacham. He felt that in that generation, he was given the key to psak halacha. And he says, the ikir is based on intuition. And when I pass kenshaylus, it's always based on an intuition. And I'll quote Gemara just to substantiate my intuition. In this case, I have no Gemaras to substantiate. My intuition is good enough. So Soloveitchik thought that all the Gedolei HaTorah, all pass kenshaylus like that. That's like Nisuin, that a couple are just they have Erisin, so they don't really know each other that well. After they have Nisuin, she's an Eshes Ish, but they Sabal, they're living together, so they know each other very well. And they know already how the reaction of the spouse, what the reaction of the spouse will be to any given situation. So that's the theme of Rabbi Soloveitchik's Hesped. That was a big chunk of the Hesped, that his uncle had Nisuin with the Torah, as opposed to many other Talmid Chacham who only had Erisin. The Rishalmi points out that the expression Mor Rosha is an unusual Lashon.
it says it about Eretz Yisrael. Nasati Osalachem Bo Rosho Ani Hashem, the beginning of Chumash Mos. It's not the same as Yerusha. Bo Rosho is not the same. What exactly is the difference? So remember, Rabbi Gifter once said in English there are two different words. One word is an inheritance, and one is a heritage. They're two different things. Let's say my rich uncle dies and leaves me a big Yerusha. He leaves me $1 million. I can do whatever I want with $1 million. I can stand in the street and throw it in the wind and let it fly away. I can go to the horse races and bet all the money on horses. I can put it in a bank. I can buy a house. I can do whatever I want with it. That's a Yerusha, an inheritance. And heritage is, I got something from the earlier generation. It's my responsibility to transmit it to the next generation. That's the Pshat heritage. So Morasha, the Torah and Eretz Yisrael are a Morasha. We have no right to destroy the Torah. It's not like Yerusha, you can do whatever you want. You have to see to it that we preserve the whole Torah that we have and transmit it in its entirety to the next generation. The same is true regarding Eretz Yisrael. We have no right to give away parts of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the heritage of the Jewish people. And Asati Osalachem, Morasha means not the same as Yerusha. It's a Morasha. Ayibishur Melech. Question, who is that a reference to? Is it a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu or a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who is the Melech here? The Gemara says this pasuk is acceptable for Malchus. We say at least one pshat is that it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't count as Malchus if it would be only a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara has the interpretation on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufol Yodav Tirtzeh. Baruch Hashem Chelo, the Gemara says in Kiddush, and Afilo Chalolim Shabo, that a Kohen Cholol Sho'ovad, that a Kohen marries a Grusha, so all the children are Chalolim. So what's the din? The person didn't know that he was a Cholol. He's standing in the Beis HaMikdash, he was Makro Kabbonis, then we discover today he's a Cholol. Do we say that Cholol Sho'ovad, B'diyevar, Abedos, Absuli, you have to do it over? So that's a Machloikis HaTanaim. We paskan like Rabbi Yeshua, that B'diyevar, the Avodah is Kshera. And it's based on this, based on several Psukim, so this is one of the Psukim. Baruch Hashem Chela, afilu chalolim shabo. There's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rama, what it means. Tosfos says only cholo she'eni yodua. We didn't know he was a cholo. But what a mekanal haba, now we discovered that he is a cholo. So mekanal haba, he cannot, even with the Yevad, the Avoid, it would not be acceptable. Only if, when he did the Avoid, he was a cholo she'eni yodua. And the Rama writes not so. The Rama writes a chiddush. That even after we discover that he's a cholo, and the mekanal haba, he does Avoidah, it'll also be good with the Yevad. That's a mechudish dike Rambam. The Gemara talks in Makkas, in the second parak of Makkas, the Ratzech Bishgog goes to the Ori Miklot, and he has to stay there till Admos HaKoin HaGodol. So what's a din if you have a Koin Godol, and then we discover the Koin Godol is a Cholol? Is that the equivalent of Mos HaKoin HaGodol? The Koin Godolah is gestorben. He used to be a Koin Godol, and now he's no longer a Koin Godol, because we just discovered that he's a Cholol. So do you say it's a glory of the Muslim, after he was always a Cholol? So it's not Moshe HaKohen Gadol. You say, no, until now, his Avodah would be Kshera. Mikanal Avodah Avodah is Mechulal. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that Mesa Kuna, one opinion in No Batla Kuna. It's a Gloy Milsom Afreya. He never was a Kohen Gadol in the first place. That's not called Moshe HaKohen Gadol. But from the fact there's a one opinion in the Gemara that Mesa Kuna, that's equivalent of Moshe HaKohen Gadol, that's the Kasha the Oles, you see against the Ramah. That Mikanal Avodah is going to do Avodah, it'll be Mechulalas. If the Rambam would be right, that even Mikanal HaBa Avodas HaKshera, so what changed? If he did Avodah before, when we didn't know yet, he was a Chol, but he is good. If he did Avodah after we discovered, also, but he is good. So why should it be Mesa Kuna? Don't you see from the Gemara, that's the premise, like Tosfos, that only Avodas HaKshera, but he is, whatever Avodah he did in the past, whatever Avodah is going to do, Mikanal HaBa will not be kosher. That's the Achrani Mask on the Rambam. A couple of years ago, there was a rabbi who got divorced from his wife, and he was a kohen, and then he wanted to marry a grusha. So he told everybody that he discovered that he was really a cholo, and he's not a kohen, he's allowed to marry a grusha. And his children were all Yirei Shamayim. So the rabbanim said that the father's a liar, and the children are not should continue to duchen with a bracha, that he is a kohen. Anyway. So there was a whole tumult. The guy was in his 50s, maybe in his 60s, when he decided he wants to marry the Grusha. So the Shaila was, He did a lot of pidyon abens. He didn't do hakrabas hakrabonim. We don't have beis hamikdash b'zman hazeh. He did a lot of pidyon abens while he was a rabbi. So do you have to do over all the pidyon abens? But you say, just like Baruch Hashem Chela b'di'evet abay dosek shera, so maybe the pidyon aben that was done by the cholol, she'eni yodua, maybe b'di'evet would be good. So that's a big discussion in Poskim. Before that incident happened, there was a big discussion in the famous Ratar from the Panavizhe Rav. They have a separate sefer with all the vertlach with the Panavizhe Rav. So one of them is on this topic. What's the din of Baruch Hashem Chela? Is it only on Hakrovus HaKarbonus? Does it even go on the pidyon aben that he did b'di'evet?
Going a little further back,
Rabbi Yehuda
Shmuel Levy says that the even in
I think even on Yom Kippur, I think so. I think so.
Isn't the Yahya's assume that a call is not a good event? When he says if you didn't have been down, it's then to be done multiple times?
That what pidyon aben is man hazeh should be done?
He said, you can never do it, so you don't mean lamb when you're chasen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's with the shal, it's not just because of chal. Chalal, not necessarily because of the terebus.
I don't know. We assume now, years ago, many assumed that Kohanim, Kohanim Chazaka, or not Kohanim Yuchasim, are Sofik Kohanim. But when Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, when he was interested in building the Beis HaMikdash, bringing Karbanos, he never visited Eretz, so he didn't know that there was a mosque there, that there's nothing to discuss, and didn't know that that the Goyim wouldn't let the Jews walk anywhere near the Makom HaMikdash, not Shaykh to be Makom Karbanos. He was a holy tzaddik. So when he wrote his Sefer Drisha Sion with this whole idea, let's build a Beis HaMikdash, Makor Kabbanis. So one of the Shabbos was, but you need Kohanim Yuchasim. It says in Sefer Ezra that they were looking around, whoever wasn't a Kohanim Yuchas, they didn't permit them to be Makor Kabbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. So how can you do today? You hardly have any Kohanim Yuchasim. So Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher came up with the Chiddush that the need for Kohanim Yuchasim is only a Chumrah Midirabbanan that was introduced by Ezra, and the Chumrah was only introduced Hecha De'efsha. So he succeeded, Ezra succeeded in getting enough Kohanim to run the Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman Hazeh, if he'll be insistent on the Chumrah of Kohanim Yuchasim, he just won't have any Hakrovas HaKarbonis, so then the Chumrah doesn't apply, because Kohanim Chazaka Avade Kohanim. That's what he wrote, that's what Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher wrote in his Sefer. So Rabbi Kiveger agreed. He sent the whole country to Rabbi Kiveger. He agreed. Then Rabbi Kiveger sent it to his son, Lord Achsam Sav. He also agreed. They both agreed to that. Kohanim Yuchasim is only a Chumrah Midirabbanan. Heched Efsher. Heched Efsher. So you revert back to the Ikar Adin. Kohanim Yuchasim. Kohanim Chazok are 100% Kohanim. Years ago, they used to be Mekel. They said all Kohanim is Manazer, all Safi Kohanim. And Chalutza is only with the Rabbanon, so maybe a Kohen Bizman Hazeh is allowed to marry a Chalutza. Maybe a Kohen Bizman Hazeh, they came up with an Einfall. A Giyoris is Asur Lakuna, so maybe she's only Asur Lakuna Minatora if Nivola ben Ochri Yusuf, Nivola to an Ochri. But if you know that she was never Nivola to an Ochri, so maybe then she's only Asur Lakuna with the Rabbanon. But the Giyoris and his Garret, Pusim in Bashal Lashon of Yamechon. So for sure she wasn't nivola. She can't be nivola to an achri. There's a ein biyosa biyim. So the Gemara says that Gioris Pchusim Bashal Hashem Emechad, so machlokes hatanayim, whether she's allowed to marry a kohen. So we pass her not allowed to. Many parents adopt a little baby girl and they convert the baby before the baby is 3 years old. So the shot is that girl, is she allowed to marry a kohen? So the Gemara says machlokes hatanayim, we pass her, she's not allowed to. So I'm said that's only midi rabbonon because she's not nivola to the nochri. And since Kohanim is Banazer, we're only Midi Rabbanim, they're only Sofik Kohanim, so Sofik the Rabbanim Lakulam. So all of this, after Rabbi Kiveger and Achsam Sofik agreed, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, all of this literature, all of these svaras went down the drain. We no longer assume that Kohanim Chazoka are Sofik Kohanim. We assume today that they're Vadai Kohanim. Yeah, Rabbi Yankov Emden was before Matan Torah, before Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher with Rabbi Kiveger. After Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer agreed with Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, so nobody takes that route anymore to say Kohanim today are only Sofik Kohanim.
The Grav supposedly
was very much Makbid to try to do Pidyon Aben with the Kohen Meyuchas, yeah. But he knew he Mikra Adin, you don't need a Kai Miyuchas. Mikra Adin, you can do Piyan Ben without a Kai Miyuchas.
Yeah. How could it be that Piyan Ben could work if it turns out that the Kohen was a Chol? It's like if you, a person is mad at something, it turns out it wasn't theirs, so the kidney doesn't work. Isn't that Pasha? We treat it as if the Kohen owns the baby. The Kohen doesn't literally own the baby, but we treat it as if the Yisrael is buying back his baby. So he's not a
Kohen,
he's not a
Kohen. No, that's the Lashon that we say, the Pischei Tshuva quotes Chacham, that just to be mechabev the mitzvah on the father of the baby. You say, but my boy's tvei, would you prefer to have your baby back, or would you prefer to have your money? That's in order to be mechabev the mitzvah. But Mi'ikar Adin, even if the baby died, I said, the baby died after Yom Lamed Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, Yechayim Pidyon HaBen, he's not going to get his baby back. Baby's dead and buried already. So the father still mechayiv to do pinyan ben. If the baby dies before Yom Lamed Aleph, there's no chayiv to do pinyan ben. Baby dies after.
It's not really kinyan at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's a chumer not to do pinyan ben on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's the Achranim came out with that chumer. Medina de Gemara should really be muta, because it's not included in Mecca Chamemka. Things that Trumas Adeshin came up with that. So the later Achranim say that Medina de Gemara, it's not a Mecca Chamemka at all. Yeah, I wanted to say a few words about Koheles. The minig is that on an old minig from Masech HaSofrim, it's recorded that you learn Koheles on Sukkot. Yeah, the opening pasuk, the two pshatim, Havel Havalim, Amar Koheles. Rashi says, what is this construction, Havel Havalim? So he says it's a smichus. It's Hevel Shel Havalim. Hevel Shel Havalim. And the Ramban has a commentary on Koheles where he thinks that the word Havel is a tzivui. It should be Mahabel Havalim, not that it's a smichas. The expression that we use, it's Hevel Havalim, that's one of the Nigunim, Hevel Havalim, that's based on Rashi, that Havel Havalim is the smichas, and the correct way to say it is Havel, but it does mean Veloshim Tzivu. Some write that the minig, in some cases, that a minig, that the Kala watches around the chosen seven times under the chuppah. It's based on this, that the word hevel appears seven times in the pasuk. But even though the kala is so good looking and he fell for her beauty and her, and she's so attractive, you should keep in mind that everything at Olam Hazeh is hevel avolam, including the good looking kala, including the jewelry, including the gown, everything. Everything in Gashmias is hevel avolam. And the next pasuk says, "My Yisrael Lord, and what do you think you're going to gain? B'cholam al sham al tachas hashamish." What do you mean? Tachas Hashamish, under the sun. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Tachas means instead of. Shor Tachas Hashor. Shor Tachas Hashor. I have to pay you shor instead of the shor that I took. Tachas Hashamish, and the Shemesh is the Torah. Torah gives enlightenment. Torah, Olam Hazeh is Daim El Alayla. Toshis Shor Shevi Hilayla Zeh Olam Hazeh Shedaim El Alayla. The Gemara says in Bob Metziah. And the Torah gives us illumination. The Torah enlightens us. You know, we say the Hoyer and Enem is Torah Secha, that would be Benem and Mitzvah Secha. When you learn Torah, you know what's right and what's wrong. So we refer to the Torah as the Shemesh, and the Pasuk means, Ma Yisron Lo Adam Mechol Amal Lashiyamo, instead of learning Torah. When he learns Torah, then it is Yesh Yisron. But anything other than Shemesh, a guy's going to make a living in any other field, he's just going to amass a lot of money, he's not going to gain too much. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. Again, the Medrash says, Ein kol chodesh, Rashi says, there's no chidush in the world, tachas hashemesh, in areas outside of Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is fantastic. Chidush, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that deha yiravucha, just like datum are the breasts of a mother, just like when the mother is nursing a baby, so the baby, even if the mother already expressed all the milk, the baby can always find a little more milk there. Kozman shememashmesh, bedad, they'll always find a little more. So when a person learns Torah, even though he learned the sugya, he already knows all the shittas, he knows all the Torah there is to say, he can always discover something new. And he quotes from the Rashi, quotes from the Medrash, the Loshan is, or Blaise Ben Hurkenes, said, Chidush Torah shalosh amasin oizem isina. He said such fantastic chidush that no one ever heard of before, since the days of Mani Hasina. That's called Ein Kol Chodesh. There's no chidushim outside of Olam HaTorah, but in Torah there are always chidushim.
That's a problem that the Achrenim asked. The Gemara says, Rav Blazer had a, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Blazer ben Hukkah said on the policy, Shalom Adabi Shalom Adabi Rabbi. He only said all the things that he heard from his Rebbe. So when they asked him something that he never heard from the Rebbe, he didn't want to answer. So here it says that he said, Chidush and Dorm Shalosh and Masa Nazim is Sinai. Rashi quotes the Medrash. He said things that no one ever heard of before in Kabbalah and Halacha and everything. How can it be? So they say, the Velt says that, and the Neza has like this, and others say like that. Rav Leza had a policy only to say what he heard from his Rebbe, but he paid such good attention. He heard things from his Rebbe that the others didn't hear. He said, I heard from the Rebbe X, and X means Y, and Y means Z, and a Mela. If the Rebbe said X, you have to understand that this is all included in what the Rebbe said. So he would just spell out. He had the policy not to say things on his own, only Dvarim Sheshama Mipi Rabbi, but he was medayik everything. Based on what he heard from the Rebbe, he would be able to infer additional things. But in outside of the area of Torah, there's no chidushin. Everything was there in Sheshes Meibreshes, there's no chidushin. So that's what they quote in the biography of the Chazanish, that they once asked the Chazanish, what do you mean? In Halacha, there's no new chidushin. Everything is the same Gemara Ksuv, it's the same Eilon Iris, the same Masechta, the same Bava Kama. We're learning the same Bava Kama that our great-grandfathers learned years ago in Europe. The same Ksuv, everything is the same. Same Chumash, the same text, everything is exactly the same. In the world of science, you can't use last year's physics textbook. They changed everything. Everything has a new presentation. Medicine and biology and everything like that. In every field, they keep on coming up with such fantastic chidushim never heard before. They come up with new inventions, airplanes and the Shabbos app, whatever, all kinds of mishigas. Everything mamish chidushim. Torah, everything is always the same. Same shtikul Torah, nachadreyahin, nachadreyahin. Basically, everything is the same. So how did the Chazal make such a statement? En kol chodesh tachas Hashem, outside of the area of learning, there's no chidush. So the Chazanish explained, the Rashi is quoting from the Medrash, in the world of science, everything was created in Sheshes Meibreshes. They're just discovering everything. They're not inventing. When they make a new invention, there's just a new application to the klolim that were there from Sheshes Meibreshes. If Adam Arishim would have known what we know today, he would have been able to make the cell phone and the airplane and the fax machine. It would have been made. He didn't know all of the Bria, but everything was there. Everything was included in Sheshes Meibreshes. But in the area of Halacha, there's a concept of Chiddush that it wasn't known. The Halacha was not so. And they developed Halacha now. The Chazanish assumes the Chidor, in his commentary, Chodoma wrote many Svarim. So the Chidor wrote, among his many Svarim, wrote his Sefer Simchas HaRegel. It's a commentary on Megillas Rus. So he quotes a Machlekes HaChreinim, if a Bezdin, a later generation, comes up with a new Chiddush Din, a Moshe Feinstein comes up with a new Din that no one ever knew before. So does that din only apply Mikana Lahabo? Or do you say no? It's a Gloy Milsom Afred. This was the din from the days of Mamir Hasin. It's a din deraisa. If they invented din derabbanan, so it's only Mikana Lahabo. What if they discover a new, they develop a new din deraisa based on the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben? So the Chidor quotes a Machlokes Achrayim, whether their din is only Mikana Lahabo, because this Bezdin was Mechadashit. Or it's a Gloy Milsom Afred. That was always the din from Sheshes, from Mamir Hasin. So the Chazanish, when he gave this comment, the way they quote it, sounds as if he said that the din is only Mikana Labo. When you mechadish a din, it's only Mikana Labo. When you discover something in science, and then you apply it, and you make a new invention, everything was there in Sheshes Meibreshes. They weren't mechadish anything now. But in the Torah, there are chidushim that are only Noig Mikana Labo.
Isn't it so clear that the Chazanish holds by the Shnei Alechim Shel Torah, that Shnei Alechim Shel Torah is all the concepts of Torah, Nikva, and
okay.
Maybe
you have to limit it. Maybe I said Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe you can't say like that. Maybe the Chazanish will limit it to the Shnei Alof Mishal Torah. Okay, that could well be.
But Rabbi, it's against the Chazanish by Shnei Alof Mishal Torah that the Chazanish says that things that are in science, that even if they change afterwards, so but they're kavua based on how they were in the Shnei Alof Mishal Torah. So the assumption is that science does change even after something changed in
biology, things do change. Yeah.
Yes,
Tosis points out that things in the days of the Gemara were rare, and today all the animals grow like that. Yeah, things, the world keeps on changing.
So isn't that...
No, but the rules of science don't change. The Metzius changes. behemoths have red hair, then they have green hair, then they have brown hair, then they have yellow hair. Okay, so things change in Metzius. But the principles of science don't change. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Right. No, maybe he's only referring to the in the biography they don't quote more than this. Maybe he would restrict it only to the Shnei Halachim. Maybe after the Shnei Halachim.
Said that in our door, or the Shnei Halachim Mishal Torah.
Maybe it's only restricted to the Shnei Halachim. Okay, that's a different question. Does it always apply? Maybe it's restricted to the Shnei Halachim. That's another question. The Gemara has a comment on the pasuk Aksil b'choy shecholach. That's later in the second paragraph, pasuk Yudalit. Aksil b'choy shecholach. So the Gemara says that one who's maker like, there are many disputes between Bisham and Bisil. That one is maker like Bisham and maker like Bisil, he's a Rosha. He's a faker because he's not following any Shita. And what if a person wants to be machma like everything? So Gemara says he's an idiot, he's a fool. Aksil b'choy shecholach. If you follow Bishamai, you follow the kulis and the chumis. You follow Beisilo. You follow all the kulis and the chumis. So how come by us it's a common practice? The Mishnah Berurah on every page says, do it in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. And we said that's a tradition from the Hasidic Ashkenaz, the days of the Maharam Rutenberg, that he tried to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak talks about this, Rabbi Akiva, there's machleg, b'sham b'sil, when is Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis? Is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or is it Tu B'Shvat? So Rabbi Kiva was machma in both directions. The one year was a Maisa Sheni year, the other year was a Maisa Oni year. So it was mafrish, and he had peiros that had a chanot on the tree between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. So he was mafrish both, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni. So Gemara says, isn't that a ksil b'choy shaholach, if he's machma like both? Gemara says, because Gemara is topically. He wasn't sure, he knew the din is like b'sil. But he wasn't sure what the tradition was. Which was Basil Shita? The Basil say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Basil say Tu B'Shvat. So if you're not sure, so you have no brera, that's a Sofik Darais HaLechumer. So today, because we feel Ein B'Yodeinu L'Hachriya, you have so many Machloikas, Rishonim and Achronim, and we're not such B'nei Hochi, we should have the ability to be Machriya and a major Machloikas. So that's why we're also like Gemara is topic, like we don't know what the din is. So we go the chumah in all directions. We try to be machmer for all the possible shitas. That's what the Shach points out. We often do that. Okay, everyone is encouraged to stay in the yeshiva for Yom Kippur. Machsim ateva, good year. The davening, I'm sure, is going to be beautiful here. They have wonderful bali tefillah. If you know what I mean. Okay, tov. And those whose daughters got engaged should have a lot of nachas from all of them. I'll tell you again. Maxim et Taiva, good job. Amen. Maxim et Taiva.
Okay, thank you. What would you like? I mean, she's calming down a little bit, but I'll put a picture of it.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. 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 I